Gas prices in the Milwaukee area, at least, have gone from about $2.40 a gallon to about $2.60 or $2.65. Aaron Roth of the Wisconsin Petroleum Council says some of the increase is due to higher prices for crude oil. He says other reasons include tighter supply during a switchover from winter blends of reformulated gasoline to summer blends. He concedes 24 cents a gallon in 24 hours is a large increase.
I think what you're seeing is that inventories, you know, have not been what we had hoped them to be, and that many of the companies had been holding on, passing on that additional crude oil increases, and you're seeing that filter into the marketplace right now.
Roth admits gas prices almost never seem to drop 20 cents in one day, but he says for many products, prices rise more sharply than they fall. The latest increase comes amid continuing criticism of big oil from the Doyle administration and some members of Congress. This week, Wisconsin Democrat Herb Kohl joined a Republican senator to introduce a bill aimed at possible antitrust violations and price collusion in the oil industry. Roth says the companies have consolidated.
But definitely, I would disagree with Senator Kohl in saying that there is competition and fierce competition amongst the members I represent in the oil and gas industry.
Roth says gasoline prices may go back down a little when the changeover in reformulated gas is completed, but he says the rest of the spring and summer will depend on consumer demand and the price of crude oil, unless the politicians work together and order changes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.